Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Listening to the Cricket Podcast.
I think it was a disgraceful performance, and I think it should never be permitted to happen again.
That is very good.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Cricket Podcast with me, Ross Legg. This week, I'm joined by a legend of the podcasting world. It is DJ from Edges and Sledges. How you doing, mate? You okay?
I am very well, Ross. Thanks for having me back. Pleasure to be back on the Cricket Pod.
We're very grateful to have you here, as Max has abandoned me, and Jack is at a gig that I wish I was at. So that's life, isn't it, unfortunately? So we've got higher octane games to talk about in the last, 48 hours. Today we had RCB versus the Punjab Kings. And yesterday we had, is it El Clasico they call CSK versus Mumbai Indians?
It's El Crapico.
I think that is probably more favourable to people who are watching us today. Oh my God, I'm on mute apparently. This is a nightmare.
What a start.
And you're not on mute, apparently. So how about now? Right. What about now, everybody? What about now? Here we go.
I can hear you, so I don't know why you're on mute. I think someone's messing with you, by the way.
I think it's because Jack completely sods up the settings. So we do it all on one base settings and a really shit bit of software for no reason. We've done like 300 episodes now, and we're still a tin pot organization. It's absolutely hilarious. Okay. So that's life. That is life. Anyway, let's talk about the game today. So I went into this feeling pretty confident, actually. I was just like, do you know what? We thought that RCB had turned a corner. We thought that RCB were in that position where they'd finally figured it out, actually, how to play T20 cricket. They'd got the right players playing. Yes, they were carrying Virat Kohli a little bit, but they'd figured out we could still do that. We could still get all the commercial gain, and unfortunately just have to put up with the pain of his performances. And today they reverted back to being shit RCB, which I think many RCB fans will recognise, because it seems to happen regardless of what players they have. It's just the brand that they come up against. DJ, first thoughts on, were you backing RCB today? Did you think they were going to establish themselves in the playoffs, or did you think it would come down to this?
So those of you who don't listen to Edges and Sledges, I'm a Delhi Capitals fan. It was hard for me not to wear the jersey today. So I was hoping, because RCB was sitting on 14 points at the start of this game, and if they'd won today, mm-hmm. they would have taken another step towards qualification. Delhi's obviously sitting below them. They're sitting fifth, just outside the qualification zone. Punjab sitting below Delhi because they had a worse net run rate. Mm-hmm. So I was actually hoping and praying for the Punjab Kings to win in a close game, so that they didn't improve their net run rate too much. So with the IPL, I mean, it's quite hard to predict who's going to win. Honestly, like, if you told me that the Gujarat Titans would be the first team to qualify at the start of the IPL, I would have just, like, laughed at you, because, I mean, that made no sense. They spend one third of their budget on two players. But the IPL doesn't make any sense, and if you've got players that perform on the day, that's great. So I was actually hoping that the Punjab Kings actually beat RCB, and on any given day, any of these teams can beat the other. So, I suppose I was sitting on the fence a little bit, probably on the BBKS side. For my own selfish Delhi Capitals reasons.
And that's absolutely, that's what cricket's all about, right? We like the selfish cricketing reasons, and you want that kind of stuff to happen.
Oh, I love your comments, by the way. One Vic London says, who's Indian Max? The other guy says he's got better hair.
You definitely do have. You're the best looking person on the cricket podcast, DJ. So
I think Jack might take offence to that. He's quite vain, isn't he? I've played cricket with him, and he's always flipping his hair back. It's a leg spinner's hair of Shane Warne.
Yeah. So for a bit of a peek behind the curtain, Max typically does all the graphics. But Max decided to forget that you were coming on the podcast, so we didn't actually give us a graphic to sort out. And then Jack typically sets up OBS software and set it up incorrectly. So I'm a bad workman, blaming my colleagues and my tools and taking no responsibilities.
Am I titled Max Rowe Brown, by the way?
Oh yeah, you are. Yeah. So yeah, you sure are. You are. So
super stuff.
Yeah. So we can't afford to outsource like the Edges and Sledges guys who make thousands and thousands of pounds from their podcast. So we can't just do it like this. When it comes to the cricket, away from joking around how bad our podcast is and how good yours is, Johnny Bairstow was back with a bang. From watching Punjab Kings, there's been always a threat that things would come together at the right time and they would be able to blitz teams out and just they'd be too far ahead of the game. And in this case, they were 83-1 off of the power play. That is sickeningly good, isn't it?
Yeah, it was good. And Johnny Bairstow's, he hasn't maybe struggled to get out of his orange colours a little bit this season. And he's finally, like, you saw the Johnny Bairstow we all know and love, the guy who just, like, smashes everything out of the park. It was great. He got off, I think he got one away off the spinner early on. And Bairstow's a confidence player. I mean, he's one of those guys who, I think the mental battle's half the challenge with him. And he's once he felt like he was in, he just absolutely took off. There was a point at which I thought he was going to go for the fastest 50 in the IPL. He was 34-11 or something like that. He was looking. He's a great batsman, isn't he, when he gets going? as we found out in 2019, to our detriment in the game against England, by the way.
But and when that was happening, the confidence that was coming into that Panjo King, like RCB, rightly so, they were rattled. They were like any team would be, right? They were getting absolutely blitzed. And it was, as I said, 83 off of six overs. The only words for that is wow, right? Yeah.
But they haven't got the players to come out. In earlier seasons, they would have got Yuzi Chahal on or someone like that, right? They would have got that kind of guy and they'd change the pace. Harshal Patel didn't come on, which was, I thought, a bit weird. I mean, at that stage, you would have thought you'd bring on Patel, who is your best bowler. Why would he wait to bring him on later? But they just didn't. It's 83-1. What a power play!
And you kind of say that they don't have the Chahal, but they do have Hasaran Goat, as he's been taken to court in our Discord channel. And I thought they did relatively well when I was watching it. It was quite difficult when you're going over 12 and over. But I thought they actually wrestled back control a little bit. Hasaranga and Shabazz Ahmed actually, they did a good job for Faf. And actually, I'm really impressed with Shabazz Ahmed throughout the tournament. Actually, I think he's a really good option to have. But Hasaranga was measly, wasn't he? He did really, really well today and picked up some interesting wickets, let's put it that way.
Yeah, and he's been a good pick for RCB. There were questions around why he went for that much money at the auction. But those of us who follow T20 cricket know he was a good buy. He can bat, he can bowl, he's got a bit of mystery around him. He's got a great celebration. The Yeah, he's a good player. Picked up 5 wickets in one of the earlier games as well. So, yeah, as you said, maybe they haven't got Yuzi Chahal, but they had Hasaranga, and he really put the brakes on the Punjab Kings scoring. Picked up 2, I think, today. Yeah, good result for him.
Yeah, and I kind of was looking at that part, and again, the Punjab Kings batting lineup is good enough to kind of withstand that bit of pressure, I think. Like you saw that they were trying to play out Hasaranga a little bit. Yes, he picked up a couple of wickets, but it was Rajapaksa kind of threw his wicket away, not really built to take on someone like Hasaranga, really. But no doubt he's come up against him a few times in his career, being a Sri Lankan compatriot of his. But Liam Livingstone, again, showed that all the doubters at the start of the IPL who were saying Livingstone can't do it on a hot, muggy day in Mumbai, showed that, again, that he's got the class, he's got the temperament, and he really is an elite level white ball player now, isn't he, DJ?
Yeah, what a player. Love him. I mean, he can play spin, which is good for that kind of hitter. He's smashes it a long way. Can bowl as well, excellent in the field. I've rated Liam Livingstone for a long time. I watched him in the 100 last year. And he hits a big ball. He batted brilliantly today as well. I had him in my fantasy team as my vice captain. So,
how are you doing in your fantasy team? Have you remembered how to do it? I remember to do it rather.
It's not bad, but I mean, the official fantasy, you've got to actually have a VPN installed on your phone to get into it, because I guess there's like GDPR issues, and being a lawyer, that's okay. Surely they could sort that out, but. I've been doing okay this season. I've had a few. I mean, if you get Butler and Chahal into your team when RR play, you're fine. If you've got Warner and KL Rahul, the ball eater, in your fantasy team, just captain them. You'll be okay.
Three ducks this year. I've captained him every single time that he's done that.
He's got a couple of hundreds as well, hasn't he?
Yes, it's been okay. There's a two person playoff between me and a guy called Swami in ours, and it's neck and neck. But today he had Harshal Patel as his captain. Ooh. Oh no, as his vice captain.
Good shout! He got 3.
And Rabat, he got 4. Harshal Patel.
Okay. Junk wickets, Junkle. Yeah, we call him Junkle.
And I had Rabada as captain. So he's come off scot-free. I had Glenn Maxwell, who we're about to talk about, Livingstone, Shikhar Dhawan.
That's because you think that these players should perform. You're hedging your bets. Go for the junk. Go for the junk wickets. The junk wickets count as much as the good wickets.
Yeah, that is right. It's all a wicket in the book. But again, when it came to watching these guys, all I could think of was how sorry I felt for Josh Hazlewood. He was absolutely pounded today. Him and Siraj combined for 100 runs without taking a wicket off the overs that they bowled. Josh Hazlewood has now set the record for the worst figures in IPL history, 0 for 64. That's not a good day at the office, is it, DJ?
No, it's not. But I mean, see, I didn't know those were the worst figures in the IPL. I would have thought people would have gone for more, but wow.
Yeah,
none for 64 for Australia's premier pace bowler. And I mean, it's been how bad a retention was Siraj for the RCB? Like they let go of Yuzi Chahal, who we just talked about, and they kept Siraj on, and he's just like, not sure about that. But every time auction season comes around, people are excited about bringing in more fast bowlers. Like, keep your spinners. Spinners get wickets in the IPL.
Yeah. When it comes to RCB, my main note that I've got down here, I just said they're so bloody weird. They have all the components to make an unbelievable cake, and they seemingly combine for it to be half cooked and then give you food poisoning. That's how I can describe being an RCB fan.
So it's half cooked RCB, which means RCB means har means loss.
Okay.
So similarly, you could do it with KKR as well. Anyway,
so it must be so frustrating. I'm a Tottenham fan. I'm a Spurs fan in the Premier League. We had a great win over Arsenal, so well done to all the Arsenal fans out there last night. We'll still finish fifth, so there's no hard feelings. I hope. But RCB are kind of in that vein because they pull you in. Rickon in our Discord earlier was saying every year RCB just dangle the carrot and then rip the floor out from underneath them. And it's always crushing.
I mean, to be fair, they're not out of the playoffs race yet. I mean, they're still probably slightly ahead of the others. Just about ahead of Delhi. But it's two spots and there's five teams gunning for those spots. And I've said this on Edges and Sledges as well. It's been a long IPL. Today was game 60. Mm-hmm. And usually the group stage is done by this time and we're into the playoffs, right? When you had eight teams, it was 60 group games. Mm-hmm. It was 56 group games, actually, last year and four playoffs. And the IPL was over by this time. Mm-hmm. Today would have been the last day of the IPL. But with the extended 10 teams, it's gone on. And we're now getting into the business end of the tournament. And it's, I think the top two have probably made it. You've got one team with a Q against its name. Mm-hmm. KL Rahul's team, the Lucknow Super Giants, will likely make it through.
Yeah.
But you've got the Rajasthan Royals, who had a fantastic start, who've fallen behind. You've got the Sunrisers Hyderabad, you've got RCB, you've got the Delhi Capitals, and you've now got the Punjab Kings that are all gunning for those final two spots. So while the games themselves have been pretty bad, I mean, like you had Mumbai play CSK, which in other years would have been, I guess it would have been pretty exciting, right?
Mm. But,
it's now that it starts, like, the you can't make any mistakes now. This is where it becomes real for all the teams. So I'm actually looking forward to the next couple of weeks. I'm actually in India next week watching a couple of games. So I'll be there for the top of the table clash, the Gujarat Titans versus the Lucknow Super Giants. And
nice.
The Mumbai Indians versus the Sunrisers Hyderabad.
Yeah, I mean, that promises to be great. And I mean, tomorrow's game, which we'll come on to in a little bit with KKR taking on Sunrisers now. That hopefully will be a humdinger and see Sunrisers dumped out of the tournament, but we shall see. when it comes to RCB's innings, Virat Kohli is again finding new ways to get out. This time, edging onto his hip, and then that flying to a short fine leg to be reduced. And pain is painful now. It was funny when we started the podcast and he hadn't hit a century for like a year. Now he's not hit a century for 3 years and I feel sorry for him. I know you watch it and you could see he was pretty much having almost like a crisis of faith as he walked back to the dugout, almost asking, like, what the hell have I done in life to kind of deserve this from the many gods above? DJ, like, how, as an India fan and as a Virat Kohli stan, no doubt, how are you feeling about this with Virat?
It's been a tough 2022. I mean, it was okay for the longest time. I mean, he's our boy, right? Like, I'm a Virat Kohli fan, as like the beard probably gives away. And when we started our podcast, he was just scoring runs. We barely talked about him, to be honest. It was like, he's going to score 200s every series. Like, who cares about another 160 not out in the Cape Town heat, just smashing the Rabada and the other guys all over the park? No one cares. I mean, let's talk about Rahane instead. Much better. It's been a weird 2022. You're an opening batsman. You know what it's like. When you're out of form, you will find new and novel ways to get out. I remember once when I couldn't get a run. There was a wide that was bowled at me. It would have been a wide if I hadn't. Well, it was probably still a wide. I swung at it and I went all the way around and knocked my off bail off.
Love it. That is
so that's what happens when you're out of form and you find new and novel ways to get out. And when you're in form, you can't do a thing wrong. And
yeah.
He had that purple patch where he just scored 100 after 100 after 100. And like, he hasn't got his 71st 100, but he had 70 before that, in quicker than anyone else almost, right? So
I'm now thinking of dismissals that I've had, which I just could not believe. I've had once where I've gone back on the back foot, blocked it down, it's bounced on the floor on a hard pitch, bounced over me, rolled down my back and hit the stumps. That was good.
Were you at the net the other day when that happened to me off a spinner?
No.
I think it happened to me as well. It was. I think we did a net together a few weeks ago and there was a guy who doesn't even bowl. He bowls a top spinner and I go back and I block it. And there's so much overspin on it. It bounces in front of me, goes between my legs and bowls me. Luckily, it wasn't a game. But I mean, when you're in bad form, that's what happens.
So Virat, again, we've genuinely talked about him so much over the last kind of couple of weeks. And it's just, yeah, as I said, I just feel sorry for him. On the flip side of that, you've got Glenn Maxwell. Glenn Maxwell, newly married, kind of great, comes off of a great season last year, kind of couldn't be in a better position, kind of really. And has got a bit of form with the bat. He's looking okay with the bat. I just have a fundamental question. Is he actually quite thick? Because today he's my only hope of winning the patronship and the fantasy league. And he is going great, and they can't get near him. It doesn't look like he's getting out. He's got a wicket. He has dropped one over the boundary for six, but we'll go up. We'll move past that one. But with the bat, he's looking untroubled. He knows there's one side, which is a really short boundary. He knows the other side is a really long boundary. So what does he do? He dollies up a catch in the long boundary, and I'm sitting there as I'm doing it. And I must, at this point, I feel like an RCB fan. And I'm just head in hands, like, what are you doing? DJ, like, is there any way we can get through to Maxwell to say, you're the king, you're the big show, like, win this game for RCB?
Yeah, the guy who needs to tell him that is actually Rishabh Pant, because if you're a Rishabh Pant fan, you know that feeling well. And we're called the Rishabh Pant Show, right, on Edges and Sledges, because that feeling, I know exactly what you mean. And it's because they're so talented that they have the world at their feet, but it's that moment where they forget that, you know what, I'm not hitting to the short boundary. I genuinely think they just forget. He saw it and he's like, I can put this over the short boundary. He didn't even try and hit it hard. That was the worst part.
I know.
He looked like he was just trying to time it. What's up? Anyway,
it's difficult.
Unlucky. I feel for you as a Maxi fan.
But overall, I thought actually the credit needs to go, so as much as a chastising, I suppose, of RCB's batsmen, I thought actually Punjab's Kings today, they had a good game plan. I thought they actually bowled really well to the batsmen. They had some, like Dinesh Kartik, for example, they were hiding the ball well, bowling in areas actually he couldn't free his arms. They weren't feeding him like some of the other teams had been. And actually, they looked like a team who were there to be like, we're going to win 3 out of 3. We're going to take this down. We're going to hit the form at the right time. And we're going to sneak into the playoffs when people would written us off. That's the energy that I think was coming out of Agarwal's team today.
How good has Mayank been? Like, he's an opening bat, scored tons of runs last year and seasons before batting with KL. And he's recognised that Johnny Bairstow's a better opening batter than him. And dropped himself down to number 5. I mean, that takes real leadership.
Yeah, it's magnanimous, that is. It takes real leadership, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm a big Manku fan. And I mean, out of all the teams that are in contention, it's probably not the Sunrisers, but I'd be okay if any of the other four made it through. The Sunrisers, I think we've said too much on our pod about how they're boring and they don't deserve to make it and whatever. That's probably the best place to make it through at this point. With a couple of games in hand. Anyway.
Well, and there we go. I think it was a deserved win for Punjab Kings. They bowled well, they fielded well, they obviously batted really well. And they were just a bit too good on the day for Royal Challengers Bangalore. Let's move on to the other game, DJ. But before we do, I just need to remind us that all of our fans and listeners, we are sponsored by Serious Cricket. Use code TCP22 for 10% off cricket gear. Get yourself a new helmet, bat, whatever, and use it at the weekend and be able to go back to your mum and dad and say, look, I hit 15 and it went really well. We're also on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/cricketpodcast and sign up. We've got loads of people on there now. And it's actually wonderful having a little cricketing community, which isn't some parts of cricket Twitter, which can be very, very perilous if you say the wrong thing. But that's life. Yesterday's game saw CSK, I don't even know how to describe it, DJ, embarrass themselves and get bowled out for 97 against their biggest rivals, who are having the worst season they've ever had. And they almost made a meal of it, but it was such a poor performance by the batsman that it kind of didn't really matter.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about that game. It was pretty bad. I mean, but I think it's a lot of people who watched the IPL for a lot of years have been quite happy about what's gone down with these two teams. Because it's just Garden Florida. It's like, imagine, because every time you say anything about Mumbai, it's like, five-time champions. You say something to CSK, four-time champions. What have you guys won? And it's hard being a Delhi fan, like, getting that level of shit. And of course, like, CSK beat Delhi and fucked our net run rate as well in the meantime. So that was good. But it's just, like, revenge is the dish best served cold. And like, it's been so good watching these two teams suffer through this season. it's just pure joy. I mean, having finished bottom of the season, bottom of the table, 4 or 5 seasons ago, Delhi Capitals fans are enjoying the treatment that Mumbai is getting this year. And if they can just beat each other, no one cares. Stay at the bottom of the table, and we'll see you in 4 or 5 years when you come back to the mid-table where Delhi is.
What I did like about it was that all the IPL conspiracy theories get to come out to play. And in this game, it was no different. The Ambanis paying off umpires, blah, blah, blah. But on this occasion, it was the Ambanis pulling the plug on DRS. And Devon Conway was given out first ball of the innings when it was clearly going down leg side. And the guy's been in a rich vein of form. But that part, that small bit of that small event that happened and the butterfly effect off of the back of it provoked a startling collapse from the whole of the top order. I could not believe my eyes as Daniel Sams, of all people, ran amok, didn't he?
Yeah, ex-Delhi Capitals playoff specialist, Daniel Sams. He did pretty well. But there was also controversy around Rohit's dismissal, so clearly the Ambanis didn't pay enough. Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. All this, these conspiracy theories are ridiculous. It's not a game that anyone cared about other than to watch the two teams suffer. So yeah, nothing really to say about that. Daniel Sams, well done to him. Glad Ricky Ponting got over his fascination for that Australian all-rounder, only to be replaced by Mitch Marsh, who did a lot better for the Delhi Capitals recently.
Again, on this, there's probably not too much to say, right? It was a real slug match. It was two teams which have, I don't know, from being seen as a very well-run franchise, as you say, kind of with five-time champs, with four-time champs. They've both made some really, really poor strategic decisions this season. They've both made some really poor tactical decisions as well. And unfortunately, it just, when you start to wobble, either some teams can correct and be like, nope, we trust the process, as MS Dhoni is obviously famous for saying. But sometimes it's just unfortunately not there, is it? Sometimes the players just aren't up to standard.
I don't know if they're not up to standard. I think it's quite a new team, at least on the Mumbai side, to be honest. They lost the Pandya brothers, who were quite a core. Pollard's just retired from international cricket. So he's, I don't know how much he's got left in him. He was retained, obviously, but I don't know whether he's going to be kept on for the next year, because he's just done nothing. I mean, the 15 crore man, Ishan Kishan, has sparkled in bits. Rohit's looked a little bit ragged. Bumrah came to the party a couple of games ago, but they still lost. And you're like, I mean,
when someone takes 5 for 10 and you still lose, that's shocker. That's
on the Mumbai side. But again, you say anything, it's like, we've won it 5 times. What do you guys know? Okay, but CSK as well. And at the start of the season, when we previewed CSK, it was MS Dhoni, captain, can do anything. It has been true. Like, who would have thought they would have won last season, right? Like, they came from nowhere, they won it, and he just managed to make people perform. Jadeja became captain earlier this season, gave it up. So they've had turmoil. And like, the thing with CSK is when they're good, they're very, very good, and they do all sorts of stuff, like get Uttapa to score runs again. But when they're bad, they're just horrific. Like, 97 all out against a Mumbai side that's pretty ordinary.
Yeah, I mean, they were just giving out wickets to Chatterjee, Ramandeep Singh taking a wicket.
And the weird part is, like, Mumbai was so nervous chasing it. 103 for 5.
What?
Imagine Mumbai 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, this would have been done in 6 overs.
Well, this is what I found interesting is that Rohit panicked a little. Oh, panic's probably a bit of a strong word. They didn't go in for the kill. It was almost like Bumrah only comes out of it bowling 3 overs. Actually, if I'm Rohit Sharma and I've got CSK not only on the ropes, like their butt cheeks are on the ground. So you just need their back to hit the canvas. That's all you need to do. And they are. Bumrah's going, no, I don't want a bowl. Give some other people a bowl. And Rohit's didn't have that killer instinct. And I thought that Rohit Sharma taking on the Indian captaincy, leading this team to five titles. I thought he had that killer instinct. That's exactly why I thought he was in that position to slam home that advantage sometimes, DJ.
And as an Indian fan, it's a little bit worrying. And we've debated this on our podcast as to whether we are carrying our captain to the Australia T20 World Cup this year.
You're definitely carrying your previous captain.
I don't know whether he's getting on the flight. And we can have a debate about that because... I mean, are you going to take Virat Kohli to Australia?
No, I am not.
Not in that form.
No.
He's much better off just relaxing, getting a break and scoring some runs in the Test and ODI game, which his game is more suited to, right? Like he hasn't. But the issue is the same with Rohit. And he's not in as bad form as Kohli's in.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't need a non-playing captain. And the question is, have you got someone else? Is KL Rahul your captain?
Yeah, there is a bit. When people are calling for Hardik Pandya. Again, Hardik Pandya might not even be on the flight out there. His fitness is a major concern again. Yeah. I don't think Hardik Pandya gets into an India team if he can't bowl, actually. That's my view on the matter.
Yeah.
It is a really interesting one. And I think a lot of the teams, actually, you should see some fresh blood in those tournaments, right? You've seen the same. We're at the end of that the first proper T20 cycle now. And the next one should be really interesting and really exciting. And India have some talent. They've got some serious, serious talent.
And the only time we've won the T20 World Cup is in 2007 when all the big guys took a break. So, I mean, give Ishan Kishan the captaincy. He was captain of the Under-19 World Cup.
Wicket-keeper
batsman, explosive. That's what worked last time. So
we saw here a debut for Tristan Stubbs. Quite disappointing. Like Mukesh Chaudhry's been brilliant for CSK. Like out of all the rubbish that's happened, Mukesh has really his stock has risen considerably, and he's probably one of the first names in your team sheet at the moment for that side.
And on my fantasy team because he's uncapped, so
he's only worth five, which is nice. Fantastic. Tilak Varma again here was a really mature innings. Actually, you saw as much as we sometimes turn around and say, "Oh, it's a bit boring when you always hit one a ball." Here, people lost their heads around it, and he was just like, "Lads, I'm 19, and even I know how to do this. We're chasing 97." Should we just calm down a little bit? Just try and hit these hit these really easy runs for us.
Yeah. So. He's been good. I mean, there's been a few good young players that have come through this season. Umran Malik, obviously. Tilak Varma has been the other one. You had, Chitesh Sharma. He's been pretty good for the... Mm-hmm. For the Punjab Kings, Ayush Badoni was looking pretty good for LSG at the start. There have been some exciting players that have come through the ranks. The guys that we'd like to see, I think, didn't actually perform. Raj Bawa played for the Punjab Kings. He didn't actually do very much to start with. Yash Dhul hasn't got a shot for the Delhi Capitals yet. I don't know whether he will because it's now down to the business end and maybe a COVID replacement or something. But yeah.
Have we got feedback yet for Prithvi Shaw? So I think we're done with those games now. Like they were both pretty. Punjab Kings smashed RCB, and this game was a dead rubber. Even the dead rubbers can be exciting, which is great for the IPL and great for the product. But again, not very interesting. So let's talk about some
to the
other
bottom bits. That game. Yeah, Prithvi Shaw. I don't know actually. He was in hospital a little while ago, and I don't know what's happening with him.
Once he's come out of hospital, he'd have to go into quarantine, and then he'd have to get his fitness back, etc. So hopefully if Delhi do make it to the playoffs, that he comes back in, because he's a much better option at the top of the order than, is it Shikhar Bharat you're playing at the top, or Mandeep Singh?
Yeah. It's Kiers Bharat that's opening the batting at the moment. That said, Delhi did win fairly comfortably the last game we played. It's only the hiccup against CSK who put us out of the last IPL as well, which wasn't great, but
anyway. Well, we've got a super chat, so thank you, Jitha. He asks a relevant Rajasthan Royals question here. Why on earth have Rajasthan Royals not tried Nisham in their playing 11? And what's with this sick obsession over Rian Parag? I think they did try Nisham one game, maybe two games so far this year. Yeah. Rajasthan Royals are an interesting side because they pick people who have good social media presence rather than actually their ability to play cricket, which is quite difficult. I can literally see my bright pink Rajasthan Royals hat there. It's a difficult one, right? And DJ, when you look at balances in teams, actually someone who can bowl you a couple of overs and then actually be a lower order hitter, really valuable commodity. Rajasthan Royals have decided that Jimmy Nisham cannot fit the Nathan Coulter-Nile role quite well. I'm not sure. How much is the difference between Nathan Coulter-Nile and Jimmy Nisham? Is it extreme? Is it enough to justify not picking Jimmy Nisham?
Coulter-Nile is a much better bowler, obviously. Jimmy Nisham hasn't done anything in the IPL for years. He's formed and he's had enough chances and he's good at Twitter. He played the Super Over against England in the World Cup final, hit a six. But it's just one of those weird things that he's just not set the IPL alight. There's no reason for him not to, because he's as good as a hitter as David Miller or somebody like that.
Mm.
He just hasn't done it. And honestly, between him and Parag, because that's what the question was, Parag's a local player. And when he needed to, he stepped up and got 50.
Yeah,
and won the game.
I loved watching that as well.
Really well.
Mm-hmm.
And he can catch and he can bowl a bit. And he's got a good celebration. Does a bit of it's the Bihu dance. So I'm.
We've not seen the round arm. Well, we thought we'd have seen the round arm a little bit
did.
More.
We did. I think we saw one which went for six and it stopped. I can't remember who hit it because there was someone going wild. And it may have been Miller, actually, that just
killed Miller.
Killer Miller.
We've got a guy called Leon Rodrigues in our I Don't Like Cricket Club, and last year in Cricket Nets he was learning how to bowl the round arm because he liked Rian Parag. So I've been wicket keeping to Leon Rodrigues bowling that delivery. So Parag is an inspiration. So hopefully that answers your question, Jitta. Yeah. So thank you so much for that.
Also, Cannon Fodder says he'll take Yash Dolovi, Lalit Yadav any day. He's the most useless cricketer he's ever seen. No. Like, Lalit Yadav won Delhi Capitals a game early in the season. So I wouldn't swap them out. So,
So tomorrow's game, DJ, and then we'll quickly wrap up after that. See the mighty KKR, who have cruelly had Pat Cummins ruled out for the rest of the tournament. It's a disaster. They're already eliminated, and they've got They've got two games left. So the media frenzy around that bit is actually completely pointless, because I think some players just want to get home a little bit earlier if they're already out of the tournament. I want KKR to win so badly, so much. Obviously, as a Delhi fan, you must be in that bucket as well.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. Though my co-podcaster, who's got a lot of KKR fans as friends, I don't know how he feels about that. But anything that can get Delhi through to the top four and KKR winning that game is definitely... And they've got the talent, they've got an ex-Delhi captain, so Shreyas Iyer, big fan. Started off really well. I actually tipped them for qualification because they look pretty balanced. Weirdly, they just seem to have under Russell scoring runs and no one else.
Yeah, it was a bit weird. They had a game plan. It did well. They were sitting top at some point at one point because they had three games in the opening 7 days of the IPL, and they decided just to rip up all the plans and didn't make any sense. And yeah, it's very, very frustrating. Yeah. DJ, it's been an absolute pleasure having you. Where can people find your podcast?
Oh yeah, so you can find the podcast on YouTube. Search Edges and Sledges. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, Castbox, basically wherever you can find the cricket podcast. We are in the same places. We're on Twitter at One Tip One Hand, and of course you've got an Indian audience, so they know what One Tip One Hand is. So the number one tip, the number one hand. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Come and say hi. Always love good chat. Yes, pretty much it. IVM Podcast is our network, so go and check out that podcast as well. And thank you again for having me on. Look forward to seeing you later in the summer on the cricket field.
Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure, mate. Thank you ever so much for joining, and thank you everyone for listening. Goodbye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.